Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Wisconsin Badgers have been floundering since that 16-0 start in Big Ten play in particular, but on Tuesday night, they defeated Illinois in Champaign 75-63. They led by six at intermission, never let the Illini push in front on their home floor. Sam Decker, Ben Brust had 16, Trayvon Jackson, Nigel Hayes had 14 for the Badgers, and assistant coach Gary Close says we needed that.
A lot of good things happened. There's no question. We played pretty solid defense the whole game. They shoot 40% for the game, 37% in the second half. We knocked some threes down, moved the ball well, got good shots, played tough, had a couple adverse moments that we were able to withstand. It's a great win. Really good win.
Wisconsin now 18-5, 5-5 in Big Ten play. At the Bradley Center, the Marquette Golden Eagles defeated Butler 69-62, avenging an earlier overtime loss to the Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Todd Mayo and Jamil Wilson each led with 17 as Buzz Williams' Golden Eagles get back to 500 in Big East play.
I think we have a lot of season left, and as I told our team, I think every game, wherever we play, if we're going to have a chance to win, it's going to end up being a grind.
Marquette now 13-10 overall and 5-5 in the Big East. Elsewhere, number 4, Florida beat Missouri 68-58. Number 9, Kansas over Baylor 69-52. 11th-ranked Duke handled Wake Forest 83-63. Back in the Big Ten, number 25, Ohio State followed up their win over the Badgers at the Kohl Center by beating 13th-ranked Iowa on the road 76-69. Number 14, Kentucky over Ole Miss 80-64. 18th-ranked Texas, a 59-54 win over TCU. The Green Bay Phoenix host UIC. Top and bottom of the Horizon League standings meet at the Rush Center on Wednesday night. St. Norbert College ranked 8th in Division 3, putting their 15-game winning streak on the line at Lawrence University. In women's college hoops, Concordia of Wisconsin defeated Lakeland 76-57, even though Leah Eisner hit for 21 points. She needed 20 to reach the magic number of 1,000, becoming the 10th women's player in Lakeland history to reach 1,000 points for her career. Lakeland now 8-12 on the season, 5-10 in the NAC. To the NBA, where the Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks 89-85. David West scoring 22 points as West and the Pacers avenged an earlier season loss in Atlanta.
I thought we came in with the right motivation tonight. You know, they blitzed us the last time we were down here. They got up to like a 15-0 start or something like that. So we wanted to make sure we came out with a better start, played the game at our pace, at our tempo.
Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Los Angeles Lakers 109-99. Kevin Love, 31 points, 17 rebounds. Typical night for him. But Kevin Martin chipped in with 32, finally found the shooting range at home.
You know, it just felt good to finally hit a shot in this arena. It's been a while, but, hopefully it continues to happen. We just realize we're a man down right now, so we're just trying to hang in there.
Chicago Bulls beat the Phoenix Suns 101-92. Carlos Boozer led a balanced attack with 19 points. A collective effort, says head coach Tom Thibodeau.
Everything that we did today, we tried to do as a team. We didn't, there was no one, trying to do it by themselves. It was everyone trying to do it together. But when we do that, we got a chance.
And the Charlotte Bobcats went out to Oakland and beat the Golden State Warriors 91-75. Al Jefferson had 30. Kemba Walker returned to the lineup after missing a couple of games and said that was a solid road win.
We were just being aggressive, man. We were just closing out. closing out, trying to make them, take tough threes, make them take tough twos, and helping each other. That was all it was. Nothing special. We just play hard.
Milwaukee Bucks will try to make it back-to-back wins and get their 10th of the season, but they'll have to do it on the road. They are in Denver to take on the Nuggets Wednesday night. To the National Hockey League, where the Boston Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks by a score of 3-1. New York Rangers over the Colorado Avalanche 5-1. Ryan Callahan with 2 goals and an assist. It was Winnipeg 2, Carolina 1. Montreal shut out Calgary 2-0. Florida Panthers over the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-1. New York Islanders get a goal from Andrew McDonald, and Evgeny Nabokov makes it stand up with 22 saves in the 1-0 victory. Nabokov proud of his special teams.
Penalty killers did a great job to kill a lot of penalties against the good power play. And last time I played here, I think they scored 4 on us. And today was was good.
High-powered Caps went 0 for 5 on the power play. The Ottawa Senators beat the St. Louis Blues 5-4 in a shootout. It was the Minnesota Wild 2, the Tampa Bay Lightning 1. Former Wisconsin Badger Danny Heatley gets the go-ahead and eventual game-winning goal early in the third period on a great feed from his teammate Jared Spurgeon.
Yeah, he joined the rush. I kind of didn't see what happened, but he got the puck back and made a great play. I mean, he made two great plays on both goals.
Dallas Stars beat the Phoenix Coyotes by a score of 3-1. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves have avoided arbitration with two key players, first baseman Freddie Freeman and outfielder Jason Hayward. Freeman agreeing to a deal worth as much as $125 million over 8 years. Hayward comes to terms on a 2-year contract with a reported $13.3 million. Some NFL news and notes. Wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald saving the Arizona Cardinals some money. He agrees to a restructured contract that could save Arizona up to $10 million in cap space. Houston Texans have the number one draft choice in May, and there are already reports on speculation about Houston leaning toward either Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel or Central Florida's Blake Bortles as the number one overall choice. Denver Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas may have set a Super Bowl record while playing with a serious injury. Denver TV station reports Thomas suffered a separated shoulder in the loss to the Seahawks. Despite the injury, Thomas pulled down 13 catches and one for a touchdown. And as for the champion Seahawks back home after that 43-8 victory, and the Super Bowl championship parade takes place in Seattle today. It'll wind its way through downtown, and there'll be thousands of number 12 jerseys in attendance. It'll culminate with a rally at CenturyLink Field. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.